And because of that, I'll be going through a series on 1 Peter with you. The letter of Peter, the first letter that Peter wrote is a letter of hope. We live in a world of suffering. As one writer writes it this way, all of our journeys, yours and mine, begin with a lament, do they not? Before we utter our first breathless cries, our mother is lamenting in pain, giving birth to us. Just as God and said would be one of the first consequences of Adam and Eve's first doubting.
就像是神当初所讲的, 亚当夏娃刚开始跟他们信心开始产疑问的时候，所要发生的事情。
We're all ushered into a world in which the first sounds we hear were inevitably weeping.
就像我们第一个到这个刚开始到这个世界上来的时候，我们听到的第一个声音就是哭泣的声音。
Weeping for pain and weeping for joy.
要不然是因为喜乐的哭泣，要不然是因为疼痛的哭泣。
Because the two are often linked more closely than we can imagine.
因为这两个哭泣的原因，相知的密切度比我们想象的要更密切。
The world that we're born into intertwines the cries of pain and the cries of joy.
我们深入的这个世界，这个哭泣的这个，因为痛苦的哭泣或者是喜乐的哭泣，它们的起源是相当密切的。
And just as there's weeping at the beginning of our lives, often there's pain and weeping at the end.
就像是我们出生的时候会有哭泣，我们离开这个世界的时候也会有哭泣。
Should the cry at the end of our lives be one of pain only and not of joy?
难道我们离开这个世界的哭泣一定是要因为痛苦而哭吗？有没有可能是因为有喜乐而哭的？
For many, at birth, they cry with pain and joy.
对许多人来讲，出生的那个哭泣。 有可能是痛苦，但是也有可能是喜乐的。
But at the end, many cry only in pain and resignation.
但是对大部分人来讲，离开这个世界的哭泣是因为痛苦而发生的，甚至是绝望的时候才发生。This
is because they lack hope.
这个是因为我们已经没有了希望。Hope
is a solution to the suffering of the world that we live in.
这个盼望是我们对这个世界的苦难的一个对策。With
hope, a cancer patient can endure chemotherapy.
有了盼望以后，有癌症的病人可以熬过化疗。The
hope of seeing loved ones, soldiers fight the enemy lines.
士兵们因为有要见到家人的这个盼望，而才有勇气去跟敌人作战。
Hope drives the world to fight through suffering.
这个盼望是能够带动整个世界，能够超越世界里面的苦难。
In August 5th, 2010,
在2010年8月5号的时候，
33 miners in Chile were trapped underground.
在智利有33个矿工被困在地下。
They would be trapped underground for 68 days.
他们从头到尾被困在地下68天。
They looked forward to freedom and seeing their families.
他们很渴望能够重得自由，能够看到再重新见到他们的家人。
Here's how one newspaper describes their ordeal.
这我下面讲的是一个报纸写出来的报告。
The government held the men as models of solidarity.
智利政府形容他们是团结的模范。
But Richard Valerio, a member of the Lost 33, said the truth was not so simple.
但是33人中间有一个人，他叫Richard Valerio，他说其实实在的情况并没有那么简单。
They was waiting for death and hopelessness.
他们其实最后只是在那边坐等着，要等死而已。 他们一点希望没有。
They were petty squabbles and a nagging and spoken fear of cannibalism.
他们的生命是他们的那时候的生活是充满了那种很无聊的争吵，或者是那种彼此的互相的唠叨，甚至有说不出来的内心对人吃人的那种恐惧。
He painted a more complex picture of the drama than the official version, which has dominated media coverage.
他所形容的跟我们在媒体上看到的其实不太一样，比较复杂。我们媒体上看到都是官方的报道，他形容其实复杂了很多。
He quote, "We are waiting for death. We're consuming ourselves. We're so skinny."
那个时候我们，他形容是说，那个时候我们只是在那边坐着等着死来临。我们是。一天一天的瘦下来，最后真变成了皮包骨。
Another man, a 23-year-old man, said, "The mood inside the collapsed mind has swung wildly from despair and division to euphoria and unity."
但是另外一个矿工，大概23岁的矿工是这样子写的，他说这个困在地下的时候，那个心情是转变成每天转变成很大，有的时候是绝望，而且是人与人之间是相当的分裂，但是有的时候却又是非常的极度的兴奋，然后是相当的团结。
The first 17 days were the worst before a probe from the surface punched through to the cavern as the miners prepared lonely dry out death by starvation.
刚开始的期间的时候是最糟糕的时候，但是等那个地面上有一个把一个测探器能够打穿，然后到他们的这个洞穴的时候，他们就开始有希望了。
Valerio thought he would never see his unborn child.
Richard Valerio 那个时候当时担心他永远不会看到他还没有生出来的小孩。
I was afraid of not meeting my baby who was on the way.
他担心的是他的小 baby 已经要出生了，但是他永远见不到他。
Some men were so despairing that they climbed to bed and would not get out.
有些人绝望到一个程度，就是他爬到他自己的床上去了，然后再也不肯下来。
The scene was hopelessness until they saw the drill come down.
这整个当时的情况是非常绝望的一个状态，但是等到那个测探器进入他们的洞穴之后，情况就不一样了。
The drill came down on day 17, so for the first 17 days they were trapped without hope.
那个探测器大概是第十七天的时候，突破到他们的洞穴。17天那个以前的话，他们是一点没有任何希望。
The New York Times says about day 17.
这下面是《纽约时报》形容第17天的情况。
Workers drilled a skinny borehole on August 22nd. Drilling hammer came up with red paint.
他是写说，地上的拯救人员大概在8月22号那天，打通了一个很小的泡眼，然后把那个打钻机把它拉上来的时候，上面有涂了红漆。
Wrapped around it with rubber bands were two notes.A love letter from Mario Gomez.
那个拉上来的时候，上面有绑了用橡皮筋绑了两个纸条。第一个是一个叫 Mario Gomez， 他写的一封情书。
To his wife, and another in red ink, we are well in the refuge of the 33.
这个 Mario 写的情书是写给他太太的情书。那另外一个纸条上写的就是说，我们有33个，我们都还好。
Suddenly on top, the name of the makeshift vigil at the mine, Camp Hope. Camp Hope took on a new meaning.
在那个一刹那之间，在地面上那个临时搭的一个救难台，它的名字叫做这个希望营。这个希望营就突然之间有一个新的崭新的意义了。
Underground, the miners hugged the drill and experienced hope for the first time.
在地底下，那些矿工他们拥抱的那个打砖机，然后他们心里面第一次有希望了。
This hope carried them through the next 51 days.
这个
before they were rescued.
这个希望呢，一直让他们持续能够生存以后的51天，一直到他们被拯救为止。
Through this borehole, hope was constantly infused in terms of messages from their loved ones.
通过这个很小的这个泡眼。这个他们上面不断的把他们家人的书信
，They received food and drink。
他们继续从这个里面也可以收到食物跟饮水。
Through this small borehole, they saw video projections of what was going on in the rest of the world, and they even saw soccer matches.
通过这个很小的泡影，他们能够晓得世界其他地方在发生什么发生什么事情，甚至他们可以看现场转播的足球赛。
You see, for these men to survive, they needed more than just the basics of food and water and medicine.
你需要了解的，这为了这些矿工要能够生存下去，他们不光是要生命上必须的食物跟饮水。
They needed hope, and the borehole gave that to them.
他们更需要盼望。然后这个盼望是从那很小的泡影里面传给他们。
In our lives, life is difficult. We know that.
在我们生命上，我们晓得我们生活是很艰难的。
And life requires hope.
我们生命上必须要有盼望。
The Christian life must be lived in light of hope.
尤其是我们基督徒的生命必须要活在盼望上。
Jesus himself understood this on the cross.
耶稣基督当他在十字架上对这个相当的了解。
For the joy that was set before him.He endured the sufferings of the cross.
为了以后的这个喜乐，他愿意忍耐在十字架上的苦难。
Peter was writing to a church that was scattered by persecution.
彼得写的这封书信的对象是一个被因为逼迫而被分散的教会。
He was though elect by God, they were sojourners, they were exiles and scattered.
虽然他们是被神拣选的子民。但是他们只是寄居的，他们被分散到各地。
People were not living at home.
他们没有住在家里。
There's a certain comfort and security that comes from living at home that they did not experience.
当我们住在家里的时候，我们有一个某一个程度的安适跟这个安全感，但是他们没有感觉到那，他们没有那种感觉。
This is true for us as Christians that we are exiles.
对当时基督徒的对基督徒来讲，我们都是算是废物的。
We long for a heavenly home.
我们渴望能够有一天到天家。
And today we live among people who mock our faith.
但是我们今天住的这个世界，却有许多人讥笑我们的信心。
The country that we live in worship gods of self, of money, of sex, and of entertainment.
而且我们现在住的这个国家，他们为了自己造了许多的偶像。在这些自我的这个偶像上，或者是也许在钱，或也许在性欲，也许在娱乐上面做了很多方面的偶像。
Rather than worshiping God who created everything good, the people around us pervert God's goodness and worship their own gods.
这个我住在我们这个附近四周的人，把神创造了，把它扭曲了而把一切美善的。神创造了美善的，都变成了丑恶。
This is the world that Peter saw in the first century. This is the world that Peter is writing to in the first century also.
这也是彼得在第一世纪写这个书信的时候所看到的一个世界。
At this time, Christians were not persecuted under the Roman Empire officially.
这个时候，在以这个法律的观点来看的话，基督徒是不能够被罗马帝国的任何人压迫的。
But they were insulted, discriminated, and mistreated for their faith.
但是他们常常被欺负，他们常常被歧视，他们也常常被讥笑。
And remember, Peter saw firsthand the sufferings of Jesus on the cross.
我们要晓得，彼得当初的话，他是亲眼看到耶稣在十字架上受的苦难。
He has seen how Jesus has suffered.At the hands of the people, and at that time, Peter himself denied Jesus.
他不光是亲眼看到耶稣在十字架上被当时的人受的欺负，他也自己本身也对基督耶稣有好几次不承认。
He saw with his own eyes the hope of the resurrection when Jesus appeared to him and restored him to shepherd the church.
但是后来，等耶稣又重现给彼得的时候，然后立他为教会的牧养者的时候，他又重新的看到，从死里面复活带来的希望。
Soon after writing First Peter, Peter would face certain death. Soon after writing this letter, Peter knew he was going to face death. From tradition, we know that he was crucified upside down at the hands of the Emperor Nero. Peter himself is no stranger to suffering. And this letter, he tells us hope born out of experience. This is not a wishy-washy hope, I wish, but this is true hope.
这个是真正的盼望，不是我们平常讲的有可有无的那种。我希望是怎么样的？
This is hope that's certain and that is powerful.
这个盼望是确实的，是一定会发生的，而且是相当有力量的。
Peter knew the need for true hope, and with his eyes, he witnessed evidence of that hope.
彼得他本身晓得这个盼望的必须性。
And this is why he writes to us in this chapter, in this letter. From the very first verse of this letter, we can tell that Peter is writing to the elect. He's writing to people chosen by God. This is a great benefit that God chooses us to bless us. We're God's people, chosen to know God and to have a relationship with God. If you remember in the Old Testament, God chose Israel, and Israel took comfort in knowing that God loves them, and they were the chosen nation. Because the Lord was with them, Israel was blessed, and they were confident as they left Egypt to conquer nations. This was Joshua's confidence. Moses, to the kings, to the prophets, all held on to this knowledge that they were chosen by God. Really, you can make an argument that Israel exists as a nation because God chose them as His people. As long as Israel chose Yahweh as their God, they will be blessed. They will be blessed with an inheritance, a land, and they will also be a blessing to other nations. Whenever they obey God, they were blessed with such. But as soon as their hearts turn against God, the blessings will turn to curses. God had great love for Israel. In Hosea, God illustrates His love and describes His love toward Israel as a little child.
在何西亚书的时候，他提到神对以色列的爱，像一个对一个小孩子的爱一样。
When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son.
以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子。
It was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them.
我原教导以法莲行走，又绑被绑。
I led them with cords of kindness, with bands of love. This is how God felt toward Israel. As His chosen people. Now, Peter is saying, you Christians, you are the elect chosen people of God.
所以彼得跟这些人讲说，你是谁拣选的子民？
Like Israel, we are now a people of God.
就像以色列人一样，我们是神的子民。
But the very next word that Peter writes tells us there's something going on with this blessing.
但是紧接着一个字，彼得紧接着一个写的一个字告诉我们，另外有还其他一些事情。
Our blessings are not quite complete.
他这个祝福还没有完全。
We are elect, but we're also exiles of the dispersion.
我们不光是拣选，而且我们是被掳。
Just like Israel, we don't have a land of our own yet. We don't have our own kingdom.
就像以色列一样，我们没有自己的所谓的家乡啊，我们没有自己的国度。
Peter writes to these people that are scattered throughout what is now Turkey.
所以彼得写给这些人的时候，他们是分散在就是今天的土耳其。
They were exiles from their home country.
他们是被掳了，然后被放逐到这个地方。
From history, we know that the provinces that Peter mentions here,
从历史上的观点，然后我们可以看到彼得写的这些地名
Pontus, Cappadocia, Galatia, Asia, they're all over here.
他这个写的这些地方，加拉太、亚细亚、加波多加，都是在这个投影片上面。
They're what the Romans wanted to recolonize and make more Roman.
这些地方是当初罗马帝国想要重新建立的一个殖民地的地方，让所以会有更多的罗马公民。
And what seemed to happen was Jews and Christians were being kicked out of Rome and forced to resettle in this area.
所以那个时候发生的情况就是在罗马城里面的一些犹太人跟基督徒都被抓起来，然后放逐到这个地方。
So if you can imagine yourself being kicked out of America to create a colony of land that you don't know.
所以你可以想象自己今天要从美国这边被赶出去，然后放逐到另外一个陌生的地方，然后变成一个殖民地的。
These people are especially scattered. They're disoriented.
他们这些人是可以分散到各地，而且开始是相当的迷惑。
And they have no homeland.
然后最后没有家乡。
The implication is that Christians are scattered people, yet we're chosen by God to be blessed.
所以这个含义呢，就是有两点。第一点就是我们是被神拣选的子民，然后我们会受到祝福。但是同时呢，我们也是被掳的一些事。
So part of that blessing that we have, we know is still future.
所以根据这个话，我们就晓得我们受到的祝福的一部分是在未来。
One day the dispersed will be gathered together and we're living in land.
有一天被分散的所有的子民会被聚集再聚集起来。
We'll live in a kingdom ruled by God.
住的地方是一个王国被神治理的地方。
And we'll have inheritance.
然后会有一个我们自己的基业。
We, like the audience that Peter wrote, are part of this exile.
我们就像是彼得写的这些书信的对象一样，是被掳的一部分。
We're chosen by God to be blessed, and yet our hope is still in the future.
我们被神拣选了，要被祝福了，但是我们的盼望是在未来。
Today we're exiles, living among the people who are hostile to things that we hold dear to.
但是今天的话，我们是算是被掳的一些居民，因为我们住的地方四周围的人都是对我们敌对的看法。
Verse 2 gives us a little bit more information about what it means to be elect.
那第二节呢，告诉我们何所谓被拣选的子民。
Peter gives us three phrases as you read verse 2.
这个彼得给我们三句话。
One related to each member of the triune God.
在这我们这个三位一体神上面，他每一体都有一句话来归属他的。
And he does this to help us understand our place in election.
他这个是目的是让我们帮助我们所谓拣选以后的这个地位是怎么样去做的。
The first one shows that election is according to foreknowledge of God the Father.
他第一个讲的是这个拣选是因为靠了我们神的先知。
We're foreknown by God.
这件事情已经被神事先晓得了。
It's not simply that God knows your name, your vital stats, your blood pressure, whatever, right? It's not just that.
这所谓的这个先知，并不是表示说事先晓得你的名字或者你身体上的一些状况，比如你血压或什么的。
It doesn't simply mean that he knows you before you were born.
但这不是那么不是不光是说神就说在你出生以前就对你有某个程度的认识
or that he knows what kind of person you will be when you grow up
也不是说他晓得说你长大以后会是怎么样的人物
he doesn't simply know that you're one of 7 billion people living on this planet earth today
他不是只是说认识你好像认识这个世界上70亿人口里面其中一个
It would make no sense for Peter to talk about foreknowledge in that way.
对，这个，如果是光是那样子的话，彼得写这个书信就没有什么意义了。
Since God knows everything, what's so special about the elect?
如果因为谁我们晓得已经是无所不知，那为什么要特别提到这个被拣选的子民？
There's something special about this foreknowledge that is exclusive to the elect people of God.
所以的话，就是说对于这个神的拣选的子民来讲的话，这个先见是一个特殊的知识。
When the Bible uses word know, sometimes it's used to describe an intimate relationship.
这个圣经有时候讲到这个字，晓得就是认识的时候，它是讲到一个亲密的关系。
God doesn't simply know about you.He has a relationship with you.
So, 意思就是说，神不是光是认识你而已，而他是要跟你有一个关系，一个亲密的关系。
And this is a relationship that He chose, He initiated before you were even born.
而这个亲密的关系的话，有两点。第一点的话这是他拣选的。第二点的话，就是他启动的。
This word "know" is often used to describe friendships, relationships between friends.
这个认识的话，有的时候是形容朋友之间密切的关系。
It's even used sometimes to describe the relationship between husband and wife.
但有的时候也来形容这个夫妻之间的亲密的关系。
Because of this connection between election and knowledge,
因为这个拣选跟这个先知之间的关系
，we can understand that God not only knows us intimately before we're born, but He chose to know us. He desires to know us.
所以这个认识不光是在我们生以前，神就认识我们，而且是在生以前神就拣选了，要认识我们，要跟我们有一个亲密的关系。
It is something that God initiated.
这件事情，而且是神启动的，他先开始的。
The all-knowing creator didn't simply look down in time and the future said, "Hey, I would like this person in the future. He would like me."
所以不是说是那么简单，就是说是他只是往未来看一下，然后随便拣选一个人，说哎，我要认识这个人。
But he chose to know us ahead of time, knowing what kind of sinners we will be, knowing what kind of people will be. He chose to have a relationship with us.
所以他这个拣选是他自己就先前就拣选了，他拣选我们之后，晓得我们是什么样的罪人，他晓得以后我们会是怎么样的，变成什么样的人物啊。然后他要，即使如此，他还是要跟我们有密切的关系。
We can rest that God is in control.
但是所以说，我们可以安心，因为神是掌管一切的。
Nothing that you do surprises God.
没有你任何做的事情可以让神惊讶。
We who are chosen, God already has poured grace on us, knowing all these things that we will do.
在我们被神拣选的时候，他已经晓得我们要做的任何事情。
But yet he chose us. He chose to bless us.
但是呢，还是拣选我们，而且拣选我们要来祝福我们。
The second phrase in the sanctification of the Spirit.
那第二句话的话是讲到借着圣灵来变成圣洁。
We are elect. We are chosen to be holy, to be sanctified.
我们被拣选是要变成圣洁，是要能够成圣。
We are different than non-believers in that we are called to be holy.
我们跟不信者不一样的地方是我们被呼召以后是要变成更圣洁。
This is a calling, and this is what it means to be chosen by God.
这是我们的呼召，这也就是为什么我们被称为被神拣选的子民。
The Bible says that all Christians are called saints.
这个圣经告诉我们，所有的基督徒都称为圣徒。
We're in this process of being sanctified, being made more holy.
我们是在这个要越来越圣洁，然后要成圣的这个过程上。
We're not common people. We're God's people.
我们是属于神的子民。
We're people set apart for God.
我们是分别出来作为神的子民的。
We're God's representatives.
我们是神的代表。
Pastor Chi reminded us a few weeks about violating the third commandment.
朱牧师上礼拜跟我们提到不要触犯第三条十诫里面第三条诫命
The commandment is you should not take the name of the Lord your God in vain For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain
讲到我们不要妄称耶和华我们神的名，因为耶和华不会当我们妄称他的名字，耶和华不会让我们觉得无罪的。
And he reminds us that this doesn't mean that when we become Christians we take on God's name.
所以这个意思就是说，是我们变成了基督徒以后，我们就有这个神的名在我们身上。
And we take on the name of Christ.
而且我们把基督的名也放在我们身上。
So to uphold God's name, we're expected to act as God acts.
所以为了要高举神的名，我们必须能够效法神的作为。
Morally, we are to behave uprightly.
道德上的话，我们要正直的。
In love, we're to be examples.
在爱上面的话，我们要做好的榜样。
In short, we are to be perfect.
简短的来说的话，我们是要无瑕疵的。
But every believer knows that we're not perfect.
但是我们每一个信的人都晓得，我们不可能十全十美的。
We don't always behave in exemplary fashion all the time.
我们不是每一天都能够做出来很作为模范的样子。
You can ask Tiff this, but there are times when I get angry with my wife and I lose my patience.
你可以问我的太太，有的时候我对她失了。没有耐心，然后我会对他有生气。
There are times when I ignore the laws of the land that God has placed over me, and I suffer the consequences of speeding.
有的时候我忽略了这个神在这个地上给我们设立的法律，然后我超速了，最后拿了一个超速的罚。
My pride still gets hold of me on the basketball court at times.
在篮球场上的时候，有的时候我的骄傲会阻扰一些事情。
My fear of man still overrides God's command to be an evangelist.
然后我对人的惧怕有的时候超越了我要超越了我神要我遵守的要去传讲宣教的这个法令。
This is why we need the Holy Spirit to continue working in our lives to make us more holy, to be more sanctified through the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们需要圣灵在我们心中继续的。做他的事工，让我们能够继续越来越圣洁，能够最后成圣。
The Bible promises the Holy Spirit to live within us.
圣经已经允许我们圣灵会住在我们心中。
If this Spirit of God, who is characterized by holiness, lives in us, what can be more powerful to change us to be more holy?
如果说这个住在我们心中的这个圣灵，他的神性是圣洁的话，有什么工具能够比他什么工具能够让我们变成圣洁更有力呢？
Brothers and sisters, as part of the chosen people, we are to be made holy.
所以兄弟姐妹，因为我们是被拣选的，所以我们必须要变成圣洁。
If you feel like your calling is not to holiness,If the Holy Spirit is silent in your daily life, I think you should consider carefully your salvation.
所以说，如果说你的圣灵在你心中是默默无言的话，如果你觉得你的呼召不是要变成更圣洁的话，我请求你能够在你的救恩方面能够多做考虑。
The sanctification of spirit is given to the elect.
成圣的这个能够让我们成圣的圣灵是给拣选的子民。
The last phrase here, for the obedience to Christ and the sprinkling of His blood.
然后最后的一节是说，蒙他血所洒的。
The sprinkling of blood in this verse is the refers to the death of Jesus, which gives us the hope we have.
所谓这个洒血，就是形容到耶稣基督的死亡。
And because of
him, 带来给我们希望。
And because of his sprinkling of the blood, we can have obedience to God.
因为洒了血，所以我们才能够有一个顺服，对神有一个顺服的心。
In terms of election, this has the idea of a covenant.
所以在这个拣选的这个概念上的话，这里基本上是提到一个立约的意思。
God put the curse of our sins on Jesus so that we may have life.
神把我们罪的诅咒放在基督的身上，所以我们会有重生。
In return, this life is lived for us, is lived out in obedience to Him who gave His life for us.
所以这个给我们这个重生的生命 我们必须要在一个顺服的方面能够表现出来，做我们对耶稣基督牺牲他自己生命的一个回应。
So we see the elect have a relationship with the Father.
所以我们被拣选了，跟父神要有一个亲密的关系。
We have a growing relationship in holiness by the Spirit.
然后在圣灵在我们身上能够继续让我们变成圣洁。
We're cleansed by the blood of Jesus for obedience to Jesus.
然后我们被耶稣基督的圣血能够洗净，让我们能够对他有一个顺服的心。
And we can't be claimed to be part of this elect unless these are true of us.
如果说这个事情不是真实的话，我们不能叫我们自己被拣选的子民。
Now Peter's done with the introduction.
然后现在的话，彼得就把这个介绍的这一部分讲完了。
In verse 3, he jumps to this blessing, at this praise.
然后第三节的时候，他提到这个祝福，也就是颂赞的意思。
Peter is in awe of God's plan for the elect.
彼得对神彼得对神对他拣选的子民的计划是感到非常的震惊。
He starts off this phrase as, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Peter's mindset. As he considers his present sufferings and the sufferings of all the Christians around Asia,
当他思考到他自己本身的受的苦难，以及在亚细亚那边基督徒受的苦难
，and then he considers God's election, God's wonderful plan.
然后他又思考到神的拣选，然后神的这个伟大的计划。
He can't help but to praise God.
他情不自禁的就要去颂赞神。
When we consider God's goodness, when we consider the character of God, what has God done for us, we can't help but to praise God.
当我们能够思考到神的美善，然后我们能够思考到神对我们做了一些事情的时候，我们也会情不自禁的要去颂赞神。
And this is what Peter is doing here in his praise.
这就是 Peter 在这里写这个的原因。
C.S. Lewis, in writing a book, in studying the Psalms, was a little bit confused.
C.S. Lewis 当他这个人，当他在研读诗篇这本书的时候，他有点困惑。
He was confused by the phrase Hallelujah.
他对这个哈利路亚这个字词有点困惑。
You praise the Lord.
意思这个字的意思就是说是你要颂赞神。
His God is commanding us to praise Him.
他说神要命令我们，诫命我们要颂赞他。
If I was to tell you to say praise me or tell me how great I am.
如果是我告诉你，我命令你，你要颂赞我。告诉我多有伟大的话。
Most of you would think something's wrong with me.
你们大部分人会想说，也许我有点病。
So why does God get away with telling people to praise Him?
神是靠什么要告诉可以？神是凭什么可以告诉他的子民叫他扎子
？It's not just one instance. Over and over, we're called to praise God.
而且这只不是说提过一次，而且重复的提过好多次。
Why would God be so egotistical as to demand praise?
神怎么会好像这么自大，要命令人家来颂赞他呢？
I think C.S. Lewis comes to a conclusion that Peter gets to hear, that Peter naturally gets.
但是这个C.S. Lewis 最后下了一个结论，这个结论的话，彼得会完全同意的。
He writes this: We delight to praise what we enjoy.
C.S. Lewis 这么写，他说我们喜乐的东西，我们会自然而然要去颂赞他。
Because a praise is not merely expresses but completes our enjoyment.
因为这个颂赞不光是在口头上表达出来，而事实上的话，它甚至让它使得完全。
It is its appointed consummation.
这是他最终的果效。
It is not out of compliment that lovers keep on telling one another how beautiful they are.
所以说，两个爱人如果彼此告诉对方有多美丽的时候，这不是完全的。
The delight is incomplete until it is expressed.
然后这个在这个对跟对方的这个喜好一直要到。这些话能够讲出来的时候才能够完全。
It's kind of like the football fan. If you follow the Vikings, you're happy when they win. But in the state, if you go to the games, you know it's not just the being happy watching them. The happiness seems to be magnified when they start cheering or dressing up. In a sense, when they praise their team for winning, they enjoy the game even more. Imagine how difficult it would be to watch your favorite team win the Super Bowl and you not being able to say or do anything.
如果说你能够看到你最喜欢的这个球队赢了这个低迷，但是你却不能够说任何做任何事情来庆祝这件事情。This
is why Peter is praising God. He can't help it.
这就是为什么彼得要来颂赞神，因为他是情不自禁的。He's
been thinking about God, the great things God has done for the elect, and he can't help but to praise God.
他一直在思考神，然后思考到神为了他拣选的子民做了一些伟大的事情，他情不自禁的就要来颂赞神。
And by the way, this is why Christians must come together on Sundays, because we can't help but to praise God, to express our praise of God together.
这就是为什么基督徒礼拜天会要来到教会，因为我们是也是情不自禁，没有办法控制自己要来教会来颂赞神。
So Peter in chapter 1 verse 3 through 9 is one long complicated sentence praising God.
所以在彼得前书第一章第三节到十二节是一个非常长而且非常复杂对神的颂赞。
And that praise of God, we see our living hope.
然后这个颂赞神作为我们一个活生生的盼望。
Our reason for joy in times of trial.
然后也是我们在经过苦难的时候，是让我们可以得到喜乐的。
And our goal of salvation.
然后也是我们救恩的果效。
We'll examine those in more detail next time.
然后下一次的话，我们会来更详细的看这些事。
But suffice to say, from Peter's description in the first two, three verses, we understand the state of Christians today.
但是我们今天讨论的已经足够可以说从彼得前书第一章前面两三节来看，我们可以看出来今天基督徒的状态。
We're in a state of in between.
我们现在的状态是好像是夹在东西的中间。
We're stuck in a world of suffering, yet where we're scattered, persecuted, and without a homeland.
我们现在住在这个世界是充满了苦难。 而且我们是被被掳的，被分散到这个各地，被压迫，而且没有自己的家乡。Our
citizenship is not in this world.
但是我们的公民权不是在这个世界。Yet
we have the promise of salvation in Christ.
但是我们有的是耶稣基督给我们的应许。We're
a chosen people.
我们是被拣选的子民。Just
like the miners trapped in the mine after 17 days, we have hope.
就像是矿工在地下被困了17天，我们有了盼望。
But we're not quite rescued yet.
但是我们还没有被完全拯救。
We're elect of God, foreknown by the Father.
我们被因为神的先知而被他拣选。
Being sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
我们因为圣灵而变成圣洁。
And called to obedience in Jesus Christ.
然后因为以顺服的心来敬拜耶稣基督。
This is a hope that we can hang on.
这是我们可以抓住的盼望。
And this is how, the reason we worship.
这就是为什么我们来敬拜。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hope that you give.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你给我们的盼望。
It is a hope that causes us to praise you.
这个盼望让我们能够想要敬拜你。
It is a hope that helps us endure through trials.
这个盼望也能够让我们能够忍耐历练。And
it is the anticipation we have as we face death in the future.
然后这个盼望是我们面对死亡的时候，能够有一个期望。Father,
give us grace, give us joy as we hang on to this hope in this life.
父神啊，愿你给我们恩典，然后愿你给我们期望。
Thank you.
当我们能够抓住这个盼望的时候。
We thank you for choosing us.
我为了拣选我们，我们向你献上感谢。
For a relationship.
为了我们跟跟为了要建立跟我们有关系，我们向你献上感谢。
With God the Father.
跟父神有关系。
To grow in holiness by the Holy Spirit.
在通过圣灵能够。
And to grow in obedience to Christ who died for our sins.
也为了耶稣基督为了我们罪而死，能够更加的顺服他。
In Christ's name we pray.
我们为这些事情做祷告。
Amen.